Governor Andrew Cuomo has just over $31 million in his campaign coffers, according to the most recent July filings. That amount dwarfs the amount collected by his challengers, Democrat Cynthia Nixon and Republican Mark Molinaro, who each have less than $1 million in their war chests. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Cuomo raised over $6 million from January to mid-July of this year, and he spent nearly $5.4 million, most of that in the months since he gained actor and education activist Cynthia Nixon as a Democratic primary challenger. The governor raised the bulk of his cash in large donations, including unions, with $65,000 from the AFL-CIO. Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, twin brother entrepreneurs who run a cryptocurrency venture, donated $100,000 in April and $30,000 in June. In May, they were granted permission from the Cuomo administration's Department of Financial Services to expand their businesses.
I am very excited to be here to...
Nixon collected the bulk of her $500,000 in donations from small money donors of $250 or less, with some exceptions. Actors Susan Sarandon and Lena Dunham each gave Nixon's campaign $10,000. Nixon has around $660,000 left in her coffers.
I appreciate it, and it's a more of a gaggle than a press conference.
Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro also received much of his funding from smaller donors, with most giving $1,000 or less. He raised over $900,000 and has just slightly less than that amount still in his account. Molinaro's two biggest contributors were from the state GOP chair, Ed Cox. He gave $44,000, and Robert Trump, the brother of President Donald Trump, who gave $25,000. Molinaro has tried to distance himself from Donald Trump. Cuomo's been getting some heat from his opponents about relying so heavily on large donors. A spokeswoman for Molinaro calls it an indictment of Cuomo's character. This cycle, the governor had more small money donors, and his campaign says 57% of his donors gave $250 or less. Three family members of Cuomo's chief of staff gave $10 each. One donor gave $69, but he gave it 69 times in $1 increments, most of it on July 12th and the rest on July 16th, just before the campaign filings were due. The New York Times reports that the donor lives at the same address as an employee of Cuomo's campaign. The donations were immediately attacked by a spokeswoman for Nixon's campaign as pathetic. A spokeswoman for the Cuomo campaign, Abby Collins, says they appreciate the donors' enthusiasm, but she says going forward they will likely count similar contributions differently. While his opponents may be critical, the governor's multi-million-dollar war chest can have many positive effects for his candidacy, says Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena College Polls and a political analyst. He says it costs millions to advertise on television, which is still considered an effective way for a candidate to get out their message, as well as buying ads on other mediums.
You want to be able to advertise so that when somebody goes on to their smartphone to Google something, you know, the top ad is for your campaign, and that costs money.
Greenberg says candidates still need the resources because even in an increasingly fragmented media world, the basic tenet is the same: to get the attention of voters. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Meanwhile, Cuomo's campaign announced last night that it would be donating more than $500,000 in contributions it had received from developers tied to two recent corruption cases.